Chapter 3. When I Survey the Wondrous Cross. Isaac Watts is considered to be the father of English hymnody. Through his body of more than 700 published hymns, this son of a Congregationalist minister altered the way worship services are conducted. He opened Christian music to include new, exciting songs that contain personal testimonies and carefully crafted lyrics. He thus dramatically changed not just the way people sang in church, but also how they related music to their Christian faith. When I Survey the Wondrous Cross is often considered the greatest song this famous Englishman wrote. Watts was born in 1674 in Southampton, England. As a child, he showed unusual intellect, having mastered Latin, Greek, French, and Hebrew before reaching his teens. It also was during this time that Watts' rebellious streak began to surface. He began to critique his father's church services, telling his family bluntly that church was not inspirational for any age group. He even went so far as to explain to his father, "The singing of God's praise is the part of worship most closely related to heaven, but its performance among us is the worst on earth." The amused elder Watts told his son that if singing from the Book of Psalms was boring, then maybe Isaac should write some new hymns that were more exciting. While most young people would have passed on the challenge, Watts accepted it, and in the process revolutionized worship. But this transformation didn't happen overnight. In fact, it might not have happened at all if something had not forced Watts out of what he considered his life's calling. Based on reviews by his contemporaries, there is little doubt Watts would have become one of England's most dynamic preachers if his health had not failed him. While still in his 20s, he was often so sick he was unable to keep up the daily challenges of leading a church. Thus incapable of doing more than occasionally addressing a congregation as a guest speaker, he turned to studying and writing. In 1707, as he prepared to help lead a communion service, Watts found himself entranced by Galatians 6:14, "But God forbid that I should glory save in the cross of our Lord Jesus."